Bucks, and with me is one of the members of Spiral Beach.
Hi.
Who are you, and what do you play?
I'm Eric, and I play guitar and sing in Spiral Beach.
So how long have you been together as a band?
We've been a band for almost around 6 or 7 years now.
Whoa, that's not too bad.
Me and my brother started it, and obviously we're pretty young.
How's the touring have been?
We've been on tour with 2 Hours Traffic and the Decks. It's been really good.
Are you excited with the new album?
Yeah, it just dropped last week or a few weeks ago.
I watched a video for Domino. I noticed it was shot during North by Northeast. Wasn't that a fun time?
Yeah, we played North by a lot, so it's really awesome.
I've been watching The Wedge lately, and I've noticed they played Made of Stone not too long ago. I was wondering, how was the music video created?
That was kind of a brainstorming session with us and the director, and we both brought a lot of ideas to it, so it was very collaborative in that sense, and she had the idea to have the animation aspect, so it was shot from predominantly the ceiling of a giant tent that we set up in Toronto, and it was just pretty much a whole day of playing and shooting, and a lot of our friends came for the shoot. A lengthy process, but really, really creative and fun.
Was it funded under VideoFact?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know much about those.
Yeah.
What do you think of Ottawa as a vibrant city?
I haven't spent too much time here. I was here for Ottawa Blues Fest, which I think is really, really great festival. And I've seen a lot of good shows there, so.
I wonder if you enjoyed those shawarmas around Ottawa?
Sure, I haven't had a single shawarma in Ottawa yet.
So last time I interviewed a band, they like shawarmas.
Yeah, I know.
Any
true.
Other foods you like in Ottawa?
What I just have, I just had a sub from Quiznos. I don't know. We don't eat very well, I guess.
So who are your musical influences? It could be Canadian and non-Canadian.
Just about everything right now. I'm listening to a lot of local bands from Toronto and like Damon Thier and Slim Twig and stuff.
And any others from not from Toronto?
plenty, just everything.
Who has been supportive towards your music career?
Specifically,
radio or anything?
We've had a lot of support from various aspects of the industry and creative partners too. Our producer Mike Olson, has been a predominant supporter and. He's made the last 2 records with us, so.
How about Radio 3? CBC Radio 3?
Oh, yeah. Radio 3 are great for us. Yeah, they've been really awesome. We went to their offices in Vancouver to do a little interview there, and it was just nice being, seeing all the people who work for CBC Radio 3 and meeting them.
How about Campus Radio?
Yeah. Is this for Campus Radio?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Well, there you go. Obviously, you're supporting.
Yeah. Have you done any collaborations with any Canadian indie artists?
Yeah, we're collaborating all the time. Yeah. I don't know. Just even on tour, we hop up on stage with other people. When we tour the Hidden Camerons, we always go and play with them. It's kind of a part of the Canadian music scene anyway, it's just collaboration.
Who would you consider to team up with as a dream?
Dream team?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's impossible to say. I need more time to think like that.
Just guess. Maybe Broken Social Scene.
Actually, me and Daniel went up and Maddie, we played at Ottawa Folk Festival a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, I was there last year.
Yeah, we played there a few years ago, and Broken Social Scene were playing, and they got us up on stage to play some stuff, so that was a little collaboration there, see? Yeah.
Yeah. On the album, what was your favorite track?
On the new one, the only really thing? I think After Midnight really kind of worked. That's a song that we hadn't played live at all, so it was just completely made up in the studio. And it really came together, so.
Yeah. Maybe I had to redo this again.
Yeah.
Oh, smooth. What makes your music unique?
I don't know. Hopefully something.
Yeah. What's your style based on, pop rock or whatever it is?
Probably just growing up in the internet age and having everything in your face and just being like marketed towards by every media outlet there is, and every band ever is trying to get your attention, and it all just kind of becomes a backdrop for whatever we've made.
Since you're a Toronto band, what is your favorite venue to play at?
In Toronto?
It could be as abroad too.
Yeah.
Out of Toronto as well.
Well, I mean, the larger places we've played are all nice and all, but the more community venues really strike a chord with me, like Whippersnapper Gallery in Toronto. Our friend owns that, and it's always a great time whenever we play there.
What is your favorite place to play?
That's probably it.
What could be the worst city to play at?
The worst city? Oh, man.
I mean, favorite city to play too, as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, Toronto's probably our favorite city to play. We don't get to play there enough anymore since we've been playing abroad so much. And some of the worst places we've played they haven't been because of the city. They've just been shitty venues. Like, we played a gig in Calgary in, like, a strip mall on the outskirts, and there was, like, 5 people there, and they were all bikers at a table haggling Maddie.
Whose idea was it to make the photo book?
Oh, that was my brother's idea, yeah. He compiled that himself.
So what made you decide to become a staunch supporter for the environment?
Well, we haven't done too much stuff. We did the Flick Off tour, which was, with David Suzuki, and we went around to campuses and talked about causes and tried to get people to help out. But I was raised in kind of the folk music community, so it's always been an integral part of that community. Has been making sure that, especially the music industry, because a lot of, folk artists are concerned about, gas, using too much gas and just little things like that. Like, I pester the rest of the band to just even bring travel mugs with them, just stuff like that.
So it's good to be green?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what was it like to hang with David Suzuki and other celebrities for the Flick Off campaign last year?
He was really intense. He came on, he was pretty much separated from all the other activists and performers. But when he did come on, he would just deliver a speech to everybody, and everybody was just, eagerly paying attention and soaking up his every word. And no one really got to hang out with him one-on-one, but he seemed like a really, really strong personality. And, the immediacy of his speeches were inspiring.
What do you think of using Twitter, MySpace, and Facebook and keeping contact with your fans?
I don't have a computer, so I don't do any of that, but my brother he's on the ball. So I guess it's good.
Do you like supporting digital music from iTunes?
Yeah. I don't do that either. But if you have the money to spend and don't need to, download for free, then I guess do it. Don't have a huge problem with downloading music for free either. I mean, I think the physical product is always going to be important, and hopefully that won't be removed from the equation.
And lastly, do you have any funny road trip stories to share? Any mishaps or anything that's just humorous?
Yeah, sure. We played in, which the kind of awesome road story was going to Edmonton, because Final Fantasy was playing there on our one day off on this trip, and Dorian's brother was doing sound for him, so we got to see him, and he was really ill, so we didn't really get to hang out much, but it's really kind of awesome. It's not a funny story, it's just a story.
So no broken tires or car breaking down?
Our tire is flat right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We're just filling up there every few hours, trying to get to the next gas station.
Yeah. So I guess that concludes the interview, so thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.